My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
Solid job gains send markets tumbling. From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. economy added 263,000 jobs last month, according to the Labor Department. Less than in August, but more than forecast. The unemployment rate fell a little bit compared to August. It's now at 3.5%. Now, that is not the direction the Federal Reserve is looking for as it hikes interest rates to cool inflation. More now with Chris Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Nova.
So do the job gains under the hood look as solid as the headline numbers suggest?
Absolutely. You know, if anything, they look better than the headline numbers suggest because schools hired teachers early this year and the seasonal adjustments are in the wrong place. If you smoothed out this summer's teacher job hires, then today's job gain would have been 322,000. So a really solid increase that's backed up by the unemployment rate falling back to a multi-decade low.
So after the report, Fed funds futures started pricing in a 75 basis point interest rate hike when the Fed meets next month. Does that seem right to you?
It does. We actually heard from 5 of the 19 members of the FOMC just yesterday, and there were variations in their eagerness to raise rates, but all of them were one degree of hawkish or another. All of them are worried about tight labor markets, and also all 5 said they won't be deterred by financial market turbulence.
All right, Chris Lowe at FHN Financial, thank you.
Thank you.
The U.S. is weighing its options on how to respond to an oil production cut announced this week by the group of oil-producing nations known as OPEC+. They'll slash output by around 2 million barrels per day. Congress and the Biden administration are especially upset with OPEC's largest producer, Saudi Arabia. Marketplace's
one option on Capitol Hill is the No Oil Producing and Exporting Cartels, or NOPEC, bill. It would take sovereign immunity away from OPEC Plus members. Without it, those countries could be sued for things like collusion and price fixing. The Biden administration could ban exports of U.S. gas and diesel to increase the supply here at home. The White House is also urging U.S. oil companies to produce more. And some members of Congress want the administration to cut sales of military equipment to Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia doesn't sell that much oil to the U.S. anymore. And the Saudis have said they can always buy weapons from Russia. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And this from the International Monetary Fund. It's lowering its global economic growth forecast. The latest projections are scheduled to come out next week. They're likely to say that the world's major economies will see at least 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth this year or next.
This This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Attention, millennials, and some Gen Zers for that matter. If you want to save and move out of your parents' basement, just cut back on those lattes and avocado toast. A cliche, I know. It's also wrong, because while inflation is high now, take a look at decades of it, even in slower increments, and you can see why younger generations are struggling. Marketplace's Janet Wynn crunched the numbers, and she joins me now. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, Nova. Good morning.
So you looked 50 years back. Outline your main findings for us.
So homes are a lot more expensive now, not surprisingly. Back in 1972, the median sales price of one was almost $27,000 at one point. I adjusted it for inflation, and that's almost $190,000. Now it's more than double at about $440,000. Now keep in mind, this is a national median, and depending on where you live, it could be less, it could be more. There's a housing shortage, and there just aren't enough houses on the market to help meet demand. College is also a big one. Tuition, fees, room, and board at a public four-year college in 1972 was about $10,000 adjusted for inflation. It more than doubled this year when it stood at more than $24,000. And because of rising tuition, so many people are saddled with student debt. Even vacation is more expensive. A family of four could buy tickets to Disneyland for about $135 adjusted for inflation. Now the pricing ranges from $400 to more than $600.
Yeah, so in aggregate, you're seeing a lot higher prices even adjusted for inflation. We know that wages haven't kept up for decades. Have they caught up, though, at all in the current tight job market?
So more bad news. Our wages have generally stagnated since the 1970s. The Economic Policy Institute has found that there's a gap between productivity and how much we're getting paid. Productivity has risen more than three times as fast as hourly pay since the 70s. And when it comes to average weekly earnings, workers in production and non-supervisory roles earned more than $1,000 back in August of 72. That's adjusted for inflation. But in August of this year, it was less than that. Those workers were earning under $940 a week.
Yeah, so they'll need to catch up, even as everything costs more. So when baby boomers were moving out of their parents' homes, they were paying less and making more money. How does that translate to kitchen table economics now, especially for the younger generation that's trying to get ahead?
This is a big deal because surveys show that more than half of Americans don't have savings to cover an emergency expense that pops up. And if you can't afford day-to-day expenses, that means you're putting off life milestones. People are delaying having families because of rising costs, and home ownership is becoming out of reach.
All right, Janet Wynn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm Nova Safo with a Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.